this evening, I'd like to read some verses from the beginning of the book of Genesis. We get starting at chapter 1 and verse 2. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. And the earth was waste and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided between the light and the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And chapter 2 and verse 1. And the heavens and the earth and all their host were finished. And God had finished on the seventh day his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that on it he rested from all his work which God had created in making it. In chapter 3, chapter 3 and verse 12. And man said, "The woman whom thou hast given to me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And Jehovah Elohim said to the woman, "What is this thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." And Jehovah Elohim said to the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, be thou cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. On thy belly shalt thou go and eat dust all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall crush thy head, and thou shalt crush his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase thy travail and thy pregnancy. With pain thou shalt bear children, and to thy husband shall be thy desire, and he shall rule over thee." And to Adam he said, "Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, 'Thou shalt not eat of it,' cursed be the ground on thy account. With toil thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life, and thorns and thistles shall it yield thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, until thou return to the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." In reading these scriptures this evening, I have in mind to say a few words about the Word of God. We remember, of course, from chapter 3 of Genesis that the first recorded attack by Satan was a challenge as to the Word of God. And it developed in a very simple way. You find that Satan begins speaking about the Word of God. And what he says, of course, at that stage was absolutely true. But then we find when the woman answers that she qualifies or modifies the word of God. And instead of something that was going to happen of necessity, thou shalt surely die, she says, lest ye die. And the next stage, of course, is that Satan turns round and he denies altogether the word of God. And no doubt in these simple verses we find what has happened to the word of God throughout the ages of Christianity. That the word was sounded out at the very beginning, every word of it was true. And then you find someone comes along and says, well, perhaps we might change just one word. And of course, it destroys the whole meaning of the what God has said. You find, for example, in the Jehovah's Witness Bible, in John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. That is simply by inserting one little word, the smallest word in the English language anyway, you find that it destroys the whole truth of the scripture. And this, I believe, should make us very, very aware of many of the tendencies and teachings that are found abroad at the present time. No doubt the vast variety of translation of the scriptures has in one way weakened the authority of the mind of God in the minds of certain people. But it's interesting to see that when you go to, for example, the closing chapter of Malachi, in Malachi chapter 4, it says there, in verse 4, remember the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, the statutes and ordinances. And it's remarkable that even the scriptures in the hands of the Jews for those 1500 years had never been altered or had never been amended, but that there was an accuracy maintained in the original words spoken by Moses. As God says, remember the law of Moses. When you go to the end of Revelation in chapter 22, it says, I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone take from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from